1:30 PM, Wednesday, January 14th. We're going to go ahead and get started with the LAFCO Commissioners meeting. Can we get a roll call, please?
Commissioner Cheney. Commissioner Maxig.
Here.
Commissioner Mendez.
Here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Chair Pro Tem Martinez.
Here. Can we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Supervisor Maxig, can you please stand?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Any additions to the agenda? No? No additions to the agenda? Anybody? Comments from the public? No comments from the public?
We have a couple, sorry. We have a couple.
Oh, we have a couple? Okay. You got 3 minutes?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the LAFCO Commission. My name is Jeff Roberts.
Planning consultant in Fresno. My business address is P.O. Box 483 in Fryant, California. I'm here to speak for two purposes. Number one, I'm working with your staff on 5 different applications throughout the county, and I really want to thank the staff and let you know that they're very helpful to me. As I go in, I ask a lot of questions, and I just want you to know that things are going very smoothly and that I appreciate their support. So that's number one. Number two, we do have a project that is going to be eventually in the city of Fresno. It's in the sphere of Fresno, on the east side of Fresno, at the corner of McKinley and Temperance. Unfortunately, there is a very large 120-acre county island in this area, and we are located, we have 4.66 acres at the south end of this. Let's see, it's probably just the, so here is the 120-acre area, and this is the 4.66 acres here that we're hoping to work on. We've had a neighborhood meeting, a required neighborhood meeting, that LAFCO staff was present at. It was well attended, and I can tell you that the area to the north, 115 acres north of us, is fully developed and fully not supportive of being annexed to the city. There are now no annexation signs in the area. I've received several phone calls since the meeting, which occurred in November. I've gone to city staff, and I have a meeting with the city manager in about a week and a half to talk about scaling back the area that would need to be annexed to the city of Fresno. Don't know what the outcome of that meeting is, but I just want LAFCO to be aware that taking this entire area, this entire peninsula as it exists today, is almost an impossibility. What I believe will happen is that if we were to try and pre-zone this area, there would be a CEQA challenge that will tie up all this property for a long, long time. And we'd probably never see the light of day here at LAFCO, so because we'd never get through the pre-zoning process. So I wanted you to be aware of that. We're struggling with this boundary. We are going to be working with the city of Fresno. Your staff's going to be well aware of what happens. And I just, again, want to say thank you for the staff effort on this and other projects. So be happy to answer questions if there are any.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions from the board? No questions? Thank you. We have another comment, public comment.
Good morning or good afternoon. My name is Tim Henry. I'm the fire chief, North Central Fire District, or was up until about 14 days ago, where I've, after 47 years, have retired from the fire service. So I actually wanted to thank both Nathan and Brian. Nathan was part of our swearing-in ceremony 7 years ago as we rebooted the district. And I just wanted to say that we've been working with, and I've been working with your staff on our MSR, and our MSR is dated and last done in 2016, which is nowhere close to what services are being provided today and how they're being provided. So we're working with staff, and we have taken on the fact that we want to update our MSR. The district's new fire chief is going to be joining me here today, and he will be available after your meeting. If you wanted to self-introduce, feel free. But we're looking forward to some relationships and transitioning the district's business between the two fire chiefs. So thanks again. I appreciate it. Any questions?
Any questions from the board? No? Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Let me know if I skip something here. All right. So any potential of conflict of interest today in the agenda? Anyone here on the board? No? Next, we have consent agenda, item number 6. Can I get a motion if anybody has any questions?
Second.
Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion pass of the consent agenda. Next, we have regular agenda items. Item number 7, workshop mid-year budget review and work program status for fiscal year 25-26. Can we get a report, please?
Thank you, Chair and Commission. We'll take care of that for you this year. We have our mid-year budget review and work program status update. Taking a look at our budget so far, revenues, we are at 99%. I was trying my darndest to get us to the 100, but didn't quite reach it. We still have anticipating quite a few projects to roll in through the remainder of the fiscal year, so I anticipate our application fees to at least reach the 50,000, if not exceed it, and our interest revenue should continue to grow as well, taking us well beyond the 100% mark. Expenditures, we are below 50%, which is great for a mid-year report. We are at a revenue of 908,000 and some change, with expenditure of 423,000, some change. I wanted to focus a little bit more this year on our work program. Taking a look, this is from 2020. Can we get the lights, please? Just to help see a little bit better. So from 2020 to 2025, you can see we took a little bit of a dip in projects for application process. This is our reorganizations, any detachments. It's mostly reorgs, but there's a couple oddballs thrown in there. So we went from 17 to 13, took a dip down to the 4 and 5 range. We have since picked back up, and we are processing, so far this year, or 2025, we processed 18 different projects. So things are picking up around the office. Extensions of service, last year we had quite a bit with 16. We are evening out a little bit at 7 this year, but still things are keeping busy on that front as well. Which I wanted to point these out first before we took a look at our MSRs. Now this dates all the way back to 2007 because that's when we first really had an interest and there was a requirement for MSRs, just to show our progress overall. The bars that reach over 20, I believe those are both years where we had significant contracts with consultants to take care of a large number of our MSRs. So not that I don't want to count them, but again, that really wasn't done in-house, so to speak. So if you take a look at the regular years, we are averaging pretty much around 5, if not a little bit over, a little bit under, as far as number of MSRs per year. As luck would have it, from 2007 to 2005, those numbers all add up to 130. We have 15 cities and 115 special districts, so that would be 130, which is also points out that it took us from 2007 to 2025 to theoretically get through 130 MSRs. Now, that comes a little bit of grain of salt because some cities have done it, you know, 2 or 3 times in that span. There have been other districts that have gone a couple times as well, so it's not like we've hit every single district at least, you know, 2 to 3 times. So that just goes to speak of how long it takes us to get through that process. Now, from 2007 to 2025 is quite a large span of time, right? And the requirement per the state for MSRs is every 5 years or as needed. As you see from the graph, we've been relying very heavily on the or as needed part. So The goal overall is to get us closer to that five-year mark. I don't think we'll reach that anytime soon, but we certainly want to do a whole lot better than since 2007. So just to give you a roadmap of where we're at, plenty of projects have been keeping us busy to prevent us from making significant progress on this, but just something to keep in mind as we look at the next budget cycle, or one coming up currently, and then in the next couple of years, what direction this commission would like to go on how to tackle that hurdle, I guess. So, and just another visual for you, really, from 2021 to present, the purple, that's 10%. That's basically 10% that is technically in compliance with the requirement. 90% of the rest are not. So again, another hurdle we're looking to clear. It's not like it's super terrible. I mean, 40% is only as old as 2016. That's not that bad. But again, we're looking to do better and make strides towards getting that number a lot closer to maybe an average of 10 years, 15 years tops, as far as how long it takes us to cycle through all our MSRs. But our work is cut out for us, basically. I think that's all I had for this item. Happy to answer any questions the commission has for the budget and or our work program.
Any questions?
Which cities are deficient with their MSR right now?
We have
the three oldest are Huron, San Joaquin. We have Kingsburg as well. They have mentioned that they were going to do an MSR soon. Those are the three that are radar for sure.
And those
are from 07.
2007, yeah.
Yes.
Huron, San Joaquin, and Kingsburg?
Kingsburg.
The rest are all special districts.
There are a few MSRs from 2011 as well that are on our radar as well. But the three that I mentioned are for sure we need to address first from 2007.
Just a quick question on authorized fund balance contribution. Where is that funding coming from, or what's that line item?
So the $130,000, that's basically extra revenue, interest revenue, application fee revenue we had from the previous year. We actually had around $260,000. We opted to basically split the difference to pay down the allocation costs for the cities and the counties for this budget, and then the rest was rolled into ongoing interest revenue gains for this fiscal year. So instead of putting it all towards a really, really low allocation fee fiscal year, we split it to try to help keep that cost low for the next couple of years, if not longer.
Got it. All right. If we have no questions, then we move on to the next item. There's no action item on this, right?
No, unless the commission had any direction for me or for staff.
All right. So any seconds?
There's no action.
Just providing.
All right. Move forward to item 8, audit workshop.
Perfect. I will just keep the mic on if you don't mind and take this one as well. So audit workshop, we sent out RFPs both with a group of other LAFCOs in the southern region. That RFP would have covered fiscal years to audit. That would have left a gap between what we currently require. So we sent out a group audit with them, as well as a local audit RFP to fill in that gap. During that process, a couple different questions came up, especially with the Southern Region LAFCOs, of are audits even required? Working with our legal counsel, really, we had a finding that aside from our own financial and accounting procedures that requires an audit, there is no other state or local requirement that would make us have to do an audit in the first place. So it's basically completely optional, but only because of our policies do we have to do it, and our policies state every other year in itself. So again, we our requirements are every 2 years, whenever the EO changes or at commission's direction, you can simply say we would like to do an audit, vote to approve it, and we would get that process started. So really, staff wanted to hold this workshop to have some conversations with the commission. We have a couple different options on the table for you. We can aim towards fiscal transparency. A lot of other LAFCOs have an audit every year, and they do that to maximize transparency. A lot of them do it because they think they're required to, but their legal counsel has different opinions on whether or not LAFCO is considered a special district. We don't think we are. So they do it mostly out of that requirement they think they fall under. We can lean towards responsible spending, right? If we amend our procedures to remove the need for an audit every 2 years, we can save about $6,000 or more every fiscal year. Not a lot, but it's not a little bit either, right? Maybe a little bit counts. So depending on commission's direction, discussion, we can make amendments to our financial accounting procedures. Really just want to throw it out there to see if the commission has questions, want to discuss it. We can leave everything as is and not touch anything. That's really, you know, kind of brought up some questions, and we wanted to see what the temperature was with the commission. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer that, or we can dive into discussion.
Questions? No, I don't have any issue of changing. I'm fine with doing it every other year.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's never been any findings.
You know, yeah, that's a good point. We've done this for years now. We've never had significant findings to where, I mean, I would get it if we had any red flags. Hey, we want to do this every 2 years, every year, to make sure we're, you know, keeping ourselves honest. But with no significant findings for the past, at least four or five, if not more, audits, at what point, you know, we need to find a balance of, are we spending, you know, technically taxpayer dollars on something that's not really a requirement?
Yeah.
Is it better to remain fiscally transparent? That's really at the direction of the commission.
And it's getting more and more expensive to do them, and less and less firms want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I support Supervisor Mendez, unless any other commissioner has any other thoughts. Doing it every other year, good, it's working it right now, so why spend extra money, right? We good?
So just to clarify, the thought process is to keep it at every other year?
Yeah.
Or remove the requirement altogether?
No, just do it every other year. I think we need to do it.
So we currently do have it done every other year.
Yeah, to stay where we're at.
So to stay with no changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make no changes, retain current.
Okay, just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Yep.
So we don't have any.
Yeah. All right. Do we need a
direction
or just direction?
I'm good with it too.
Just yeah. Direction. If there's no change needed, I don't think we need any actions on it. Right?
Okay. Do you want any public comment? I don't know.
Public comments about these? Nobody. All right. So we'll move forward with that direction. Doing it every other year, keeping as it is.
Okay.
Item number 9: Southern Region Audit.
Okay. So. With the Southern Region RFP, we only had two firms respond to that. And the group, both agencies that responded met all the requirements, would make sure that audit's done, with every requirement needed to have it considered legally adequate. So we went with the cheaper of the two options, Vasquez and Company. So for your consideration, they have a couple different options. They can, and we discussed this with them depending on the commission's decision for making any changes. So really, if we kept it at every other year, they would charge us about $14,000, which would come out to an annual cost of $7,000. For comparison, the next item, Sampson & Sampson, responded to our local audit, and they're coming in at about $6,000 per year. So if you are interested, Vasquez and Company will take a contract for basically the next 5 years and audit us every other year at a cost of basically $7,000 a year. We can stick with Sampson and Sampson and do an RFP every 2 years as needed and test the waters again later on. So the commission would like to lock into this price now or risk it potentially being higher, maybe not. You know, it's up to you guys if you want to lock that in for the next couple of years at a little bit higher price than what Sampson and Sampson is offering, or just roll the dice in the next couple of years when it's time for an RFP again and see what it comes back as.
Can I ask you a dumb question? On item three there, that means we have to pay $14,000 every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And Sampson, we're paying $12,000 every other year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason to change if they'll do it for that.
For Sampson and Sampson, or to stick with them, you mean?
No, for Sampson and Sampson to continue to do it.
Yeah.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, they're doing it now.
Yeah, they've done our previous ones.
Yeah.
In the past, yeah. So this is just basically if we want a fresh set of eyes, if we want to go somebody else, this is an opportunity basically to lock in this contract for the next 5 years. It would only cover two different audits because we're every other year. But that would be that cost to lock that in.
Required by law.
Yeah, especially if they guarantee that price for the whole 5 years, you know.
Yeah. So we can, again, yeah, so that would be the price basically to lock us in, cover the next 5 years. It only covers two audits.
Yeah.
Or we can basically roll the dice every 2 years and see if it stays around $6,000 or $7,000 a year.
Well, doing an RFP costs money. I mean, it's not penniless. It takes people's time to do it.
Yeah, I mean, Amanda has it pretty dialed in at this point. And Sampson, when we do our local audit, our local RFP, we send it out to a whole list of local firms.
Right.
We really only get the one that responds every single time. So, I mean.
So Sampson will do $6,000 a year, but the price is locked in only for 1 year or how many years?
So the next item is Sampson & Sampson. They're offering for, regardless of the group RFP, we're due for an audit now, basically. And the group audit wouldn't start until the following year, which would throw us off cycle. So we needed to do a local RFP to fill that gap. But just for reference, they responded for the one that's due now. And they're basically going to charge us $6,000 per year.
Less than everybody else. Now, is it required by law to do a change every so often, or is we can have it?
There's a requirement to have a different auditor. I think technically firms have been getting around that by assigning it to a different person in house every so often. It doesn't necessarily have to be an entirely different firm. Now, the commission may want a whole different firm's set of eyes on it, because we've had Sampson & Sampson for the past 5 or 6 cycles at least. We wanted to bring it to the commission. It may matter, it may not. I wanted to see.
Have we had problems? No?
No, there have been no significant.
5, 6 cycles, we've been good, and we don't get.
There have been no significant reports or findings from our at least past 4 audits.
I support the Sampson & Sampson.
Yeah.
Unless anybody else has any other.
Go right ahead.
Yeah.
That works? Okay. So per commission's direction, we can and vote on it, but we can let Vasquez and Company know we won't be going with their services, and then every 2 years go out for an RFP and whoever responds.
Any public comments on these? Seeing none. Do we need a motion for that one?
Yes.
Can I get a motion for that?
I would actually probably just recommend not taking an action on this one and then voting on the next item to approve the Sampson and Sampson.
All right, moving on. Item 10, consider authorization, authorize executive officer to sign contract with Sampson, Sampson, and Patterson to perform the LAFCO audit.
So perfect.
That's what we talk about right now. Do we have any questions? questions or not, can I get a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
It's not to say that we figured what you guys would wanna say, but yeah. The recommendation was to authorize.
Aye.
Motion passed. That was easy. Next, we have item 11, executive officer comments.
Oops, not yet. There we go. EO comments for this month. Next, at the February hearing, we have our regular minutes on consent items. Our regular items, we will finally be bringing our Fowler Municipal Service Review. We have an annexation in Fresno on Tulare and Peach. I will be bringing an item for an update on Cal LAFCO. Last month, I asked if anybody was interested in changing the voting delegates. Currently, we have Para as the primary and myself as the secondary. If there's any interest in changing that, the deadline is the end of January. So speak now, forever hold your peace on that. But I will bring back an item regardless to discuss what will be voted on at that Cal LAFCO board meeting in case the commission wants to discuss and provide direction for those voting delegates to exercise at that meeting. You have your November financials available. If you have any questions on that, staff is here. Last month, I mentioned our federal unemployment insurance adjustment. We did get that. It's a one-time cost of $744.28. Civic Bound, we are still testing that software. We are attempting to have our first hearing be completed through the software with a project, received an intake process through the system entirely all the way through its agenda prep. So we're trying to get that worked out. We're still waiting on Civic Bound to come up with a purchase agreement so we can review that with our legal counsel. And then we will also plan on having the software the owners come and provide a presentation and a quick demo to the commission should we reach a point where we recommend commission adding that software to our system. We also paperwork company reached out to us. They have software, I guess they're working with Napa County on a sample. It's interesting software where you are able to plug in details from cities or districts and it spits out a draft MSR, which, with the 130 of those to go through, may or may not be a game changer for us. So we're getting more information on it. Napa is supposed to have their first sample of that at their meeting in February. So maybe March or April, we will have more information on whether or not that's something we want to consider. We also want to welcome our newest analyst, Lizbeth Dominguez. We promoted her from intern. We're very excited to have her as a part of the team. And with that, I think you guys have heard enough from me today. So I'll answer any questions and then sign off.
Welcome on board. Yeah, any comments from the board?
Yeah, hopefully they won't teach any bad habits.
Have you graduated? You graduated then from Fresno Pacific or Fresno State? And so you just graduated in December or?
In May.
Excellent. And with land use planning, what's your degree? City and regional planning. Well, congratulations.
Awesome.
We're lucky to have you.
Welcome. Go Bulldogs.
Yes, congratulations.
All right, perfect. Let's see. Thank you very much, Ryan. Next, we have any comments from the commissioners? No? Seeing none, meeting adjourned. Done.
You can adjourn by himself. Yeah, that's just formality.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
No.
No?
You can adjourn on your own. But my attorney told me anyway.
Thank you.
30 minutes.
Too long.